Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the fourth chapter of Mark's gospel, verses 30 to 32. Again, a story that you probably have heard many times before. It's a story that occurs in all three what we call synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And it's about the church. It's about the kingdom of God, and the church is representative of that. And this is Jesus speaking in this text. He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? What parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Okay, we have an expression that many of us use from time to time, and it's an expression that we use in order to convey encouragement to others. For example, let's say you have a dear friend that's about to start a new job, or maybe you have a sibling or a child who's about to go to a new school where they don't know anybody. And they're a little bit nervous about this situation. So in an effort to put them at ease, many of us tend to say something like this. We'll say to them, you know, just settle down. Just settle down. It's going to be okay. Just go in there and be yourself. That's what we say. Go and be yourself. That's the good word to them. So, somehow we believe that authenticity will win the day as opposed to some sort of artifice. Be yourself. We believe by saying that our mission in life is to be authentic, to be genuine, to be ourselves. We say, we got to find our true selves. That's the goal. Okay, well here at Pleasant Grove United Methodist Church, we believe that our mission is to be the body of Christ. We believe that's who we are. And therefore, we need to be an authentic expression of that identity in everything we do. We are the body of Christ. Okay. And in the words of Paul Nixon, that identity gives us, and I quote, "a sense of purpose that enables us to lead constructively in the renewal of people's lives." That's a great statement. Now, we don't have all the answers here. I guarantee that. If you want answers, there are plenty of churches that have all the answers, and that's great. That's great. No, here we have questions. Here we struggle. Here we struggle together to figure out life, and we figure out how together we might find more depth of living. Because I'm convinced that every single one of us is broken. We're just broken. And here we hope that this brokenness can be shaped into something new and something significant. With what can we compare the kingdom of God? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches. Beautiful. Beautiful image. Okay, we all have stories, right? Stories that you tell. You tell them, you know, family story, let's say. And we tell these stories over and over and over again. You know, you remember when Uncle So-and-so did this. We tell these stories. And most of the time, the people to whom we're telling these stories, they already know the stories. But we tell it anyway. We tell it over and over again. And so we're not really telling and sharing our stories in order to share information. That's not what we're doing. No, we are retelling the story to reaffirm who we are. Okay, for example, while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Now, we all know that story. But we tell it again and again and again, nevertheless. Not so much to learn the story as it is to remind us of who we are. There's another story. There's another family story that most of us here today know. But we tell it again and again, nevertheless. In the year, around the year 1840, a group of folks who lived between Raleigh, North Carolina and Durham, North Carolina, decided to organize themselves into a faith community. Unfortunately, the details are lost for the most part, how that all started. We don't know much about the families. We don't know much about the timing. We don't know anything about how they came about organizing. But what we can safely assume is that these folks had a vision of what could be. And they begin to act on that vision. They heard the words of Paul, words like this: "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." And then he said, "And I will show you a still more excellent way." And that more excellent way for this group of folks was to create a community grounded in the love of God, a community called Pleasant Grove. Jesus said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground..." Okay, stop right there. It's like a mustard seed, which when sown. At our Thursday morning Bible study this past week, we always read through the weekly scripture lessons. Someone noted that Jesus used the word sown. And we said, okay. It took us a second. And then the rest of us picked up on where the conversation was headed. This person said Jesus was making the point that the kingdom of God is not to be left to the whims of spontaneity. No. It's an intentional act. So in the 1840s, a seed was planted here intentionally. And at that time, this was a very tiny, insignificant mustard seed of a place. Again, we don't have a lot of details. We don't know exactly, where they met, except tradition says it was across the street in a small house, right where those new homes now stand. And all we know is they had a mission, and that was to be the body of Christ. They had a vision to live as the body of Christ in a small community northwest of Raleigh, North Carolina. So they started meeting, and the seed began to germinate. By the end of the 20th century, it was time to build their first sanctuary. In 1903, they did it. They built a beautiful sanctuary, stood back where the basketball court is today. The seed sprouted and began to push up toward the sun. In the 1940s and the 1950s, they built an education building with a fellowship hall in the basement. We now call that the Maddie Bell Building. It's right back there. Our youth and our children, our scouts, use it regularly. The seed began to put forth branches. In 1968, with Raleigh encroaching on the Pleasant Grove community, the small church decided to expand its facilities to make room for more folks. They built a larger sanctuary. Here we are. Leaves broke out on those branches. Around 1990, it was clear that more and better space was needed for specifically Christian education, specifically children's Christian education or Sunday school. The congregation was now having well over 100 people in worship. And they wanted to share their lives, so they said, "We need a bigger fellowship hall." The basement in the back building was no longer adequate. So they built the fellowship hall right next door here. And the shrub became a tree. Well, throughout the 1990s and into the 2000s, Pleasant Grove continued to see growth. And as earlier generations had done, it responded by reaffirming and reclaiming its mission to be the body of Christ. So following a generous gift from the estate of Noah Hyder, and also some money coming from the estate of Christine House, we bought the property across the street and refurbished the house. Was it on that property? It's called the Hyder House today. And it's added much needed space for adult education, small group ministry, the bell choir practices there. As you look back, it's difficult to recognize that this was once a tiny mustard seed of a place. And over the last 170, 180 years, it has just spread out. And if you've been here for the past couple of years, then you know that we now stand on the verge of something new and exciting again. So as far as I am concerned, if we want to wrestle with the nature of discipleship, I mean really wrestle with it, and if we want to wrestle with the nature of the church, we need to take Jesus' words seriously. Words like, it's like a mustard seed. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed that then grows and grows and grows and reaches out into this world in so many ways. So in a few minutes, You're going to be asked to come forward to make a financial commitment to the ministries of this church. The ministries of this faith community for the coming year, which runs July 1 through June 30th. And as we come forward together, we will be making a recommitment of our lives to the vision that has been part of this church for all these many decades. That is to be the body of Christ. We really believe that we are the body of Christ, and we believe that we are a unique expression of that body that the world needs. We really believe the world needs Pleasant Grove. But we can't just let others express the body in that way. So it's my hope that every single person who calls this church their faith community will make a commitment today, or at least in the next few weeks as we begin to plan our ministries. Because we still have a lot of work to do here in this place. I mean, another 170, 180 years of work. And it's interesting to note that of all the things Jesus talks about, the number one thing Jesus talks about is the kingdom of God. As in, it's like a mustard seed that grows and grows. Second most important thing is money. He talks about money and stuff and the appropriate use of that stuff. And of course, he sums it up well with these words from the Sermon on the Mount. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Huh. So I'm very excited about the great possibilities we have in this coming year. A lot is going to be happening, and you know about a lot of it. It's good stuff. We have so much we can do here through this church to change lives. And your church needs you to help us be that agent of change. So I want to conclude first a couple things with a quote from Henry Nouwen. It's one of my favorite quotes about financial stewardship. When we seek to raise funds, we're not saying, please, could you help us out? Because lately it's been hard. Rather, we're declaring we have a vision that is amazing and exciting. We are inviting you to invest yourself through the resources that God has given you, your energy, your prayers, and your money, in this work to which God has called us. And we remember Bishop Schneezy about his book. We read through it a couple years ago, as he talks about an effective expression of the body of Christ is a community that is characterized by generosity. In other words, in an attempt to respond to the grace of God for the gift of life, the follower of Christ lives thankfully. They give their lives away. And as they give their lives away, they find life. 24 years, that's how long I've been here. 24 years. And I've seen it every single year. We gathered up, or I can gather it up, in the words of the prophet Isaiah. And I think that first generation that met here and every generation following could use these same words. Words that we're attempting to live into again today. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs. Friends, thank you. Thank you for all you do for the ministry of Christ in this place, because we are the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.